Good morning, and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Dr. Stephen Jones, Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs in the U.S. Department of Defense. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation is Russ Sanford, partner in IBM's DoD consulting practice. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Stephen, would you provide us with an overview of the history and the mission of the Department of Defense's health affairs, please?
First, the mission of the Office of Health Affairs is to enhance the department and our nation's security by providing health support for a full range of military operations and sustaining the health of all those entrusted to our care. Ever since we've had a military within the United States, we've always attempted to take care of our soldiers and sailors in harm's way. If you look back in history, many of our advances in U.S. healthcare on the commercial side has been moved forward by advances in military medicine. You think of Civil War with anesthesia and surgery, World War One, of course, Korea with the use of the helicopter to transport those who needed to get to health care quicker. And of course, Vietnam, where that was perfected. And now today, well, we do have the lowest casualty to death rates, in the history of mankind. The Office of Health Affairs was first established in 1949 as the Armed Services Medical Policy Council. And the chairman acted as the assistant secretary. The present assistant secretary for defense for health affairs was formed in 1976. We had a slight change in 1998 where we, of course, transformed CHAPAS, which was the insurance program back then, to TRICARE. The assistant secretary picked up additional duties for policy and the managing of our insurance portion of the portfolio, as well as defending the budget on Capitol Hill.
I would like to get into TRICARE a little bit later on, but can you provide us some of the particulars around health affairs in terms of how it's organized, the size of your budget, how many employees are within your organization?
Of course, our office is organized along functional lines, and we have deputy assistant secretaries who oversee the policy in the following areas. One is force health protection and readiness. That's ensuring that our force is ready to fight. Secondly, is clinical policy and programs, and that's like a medical directory, if you will, that we call upon to help set the many policy issues that come forward. What to insure, for example, in TRICARE, what not to insure, what is the state of the art within various specialty areas. We have health budgets and finance. We also have a chief information officer, which is becoming much more important as we drive towards the individual health record for everyone in DOD. And, of course, the president has called for an individual health record for everyone in the United States within a decade. So that's an area that's getting considerable attention at present. We have the director of communications, where we try to communicate all of the aspects of what's going on within our program. And then the deputy director who acts as the director of TRICARE management activity. And presently that's a two-star general, General Elder Granger. So we're 8% of the DOD total budget, which is about $37 billion this year. Worldwide, we have over 132,000 military and civilian personnel, 70 inpatient facilities worldwide, 826 outpatient facilities, and we have 9.2 million beneficiaries. In the TRICARE network, we have a network of private sector providers. Those are physicians who, of course, see our patients. There's 220,000 of those at present. Of course, that moves up and down depending on those who are joining and leaving the system. All U.S. hospitals and 55,000 pharmacies throughout the United States. We have a mail order pharmacy program, which is run by Express Scripts. And we have two dental networks for active duty and retiree populations. It's big business now, and we try to oversee that portfolio.
Stephen, we've heard just the size and the organization associated with health affairs. Can you describe your specific responsibilities as the Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs?
Russ, certainly. As the Principal Deputy, I am the Principal Advisor to the Assistant Secretary, who presently is Dr. Bill Winkenwerter. As he formulates broad health policy for the military health system, when we call that the MHS. I have four major kind of portfolio areas. One is our strategic plan. We've just gone through a complete revamping of our strategic plan. Our present plan was built in 02, and so in 06, we've redeveloped a new plan and are presently implementing that and communicating that out to throughout the system. The second area is legislative interest, working with the Hill. Basically in two areas. One is ensuring that, any miscommunications we try to correct. And secondly, of course, answering constituent problems as they come up. And then, of course, helping prepare legislation, policy, and testimony when we have to defend our budgets and our policies on Capitol Hill. And then the overall communication requirements. Communications not only to the public and to the media, but, of course, to those 9.2 million beneficiaries that we have entrusted with their care. And then the fourth area is outside agencies, and I particularly focus on that DOD-VA relationship, of course, Department of Defense and Veterans Affairs. We have a number of individuals who participate in the military who do not go to retirement. They get out after 4 years or whenever they complete their contract. Unfortunately, we do have those who are injured or have disease while they're in service, and they are then transferred to the Veterans Administration. So we have what we call seamless transition, which is our goal is to ensure that no one falls between the cracks when they're transferred from DOD to the Veterans Administration.
Well, you've got quite a large breadth of responsibilities. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about your career path? How did you get to where you are? How did you begin your career and what has led to where you are now?
Well, Russ, of course, talking about your career is always fun. But, a lot is like everybody. Some of it's planning and some of it's serendipitous. I graduated from Clemson University in South Carolina. And, of course, back then, you either joined or you were drafted. This was back in 1968 because the Vietnam War conflict was going on. So I entered the U.S. Army and was fortunate to get in the Army Military Intelligence. Used the GI Bill to get my master's degree, and then became a director of Alcohol and Drug Commission up in Greenville County, South Carolina. Then had the opportunity to work with, come to Washington with Senator Strom Thurmond, who's a senior senator from South Carolina. That was a wonderful experience to have the opportunity to get a broad portfolio and work on policy issues and legislative issues. And as a result of that, went over and worked on the Hill, and then had the opportunity to go down and be chief of staff to Secretary of Department of Energy at the time. So that was of interest and gave me some knowledge of kind of working inside large bureaucracies. And my boss at the time, Secretary Dr. James B. Edwards, took a position down at the Medical University of South Carolina and asked me to come with him. So gave me an opportunity to get back to my home state and met a young lady who I thought would make a good wife. And so we got married and started our family. So I worked there for over 18 years and then did some private consulting. And then after 9/11, I threw my name in the hopper for something up here and ended up in this present position in 04. So it's been an enjoyable career. It's been a career of a lot of self-satisfaction, and I hope I've contributed somewhat to improving the operations of government.
Well, it's a fantastic story, and you certainly have made quite a contribution.
How has the level of operational tempo impacted DOD's ability to manage and provide health care services to service members? We will ask Dr. Stephen Jones, Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs at the DOD, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.